anything that God's going to do in your life, he's going to do it by what? By you crying about it?
No.
By you begging and pleading and wishing it would go away?
No.
Absolutely not, right? He's going to do it by what? Faith. Always has, always will. Check your track record. Anything that you ever got from God, I don't care what church you go to, you got it by faith. And I'll show you any answered prayer you got, I can show you where you were walking in faith in order to get it. So, God does everything by faith, and our faith won't work if we're what? In fear. Faith doesn't work with people that are afraid. Right? Faith and fear don't go together. So before you're going to start to operate in faith, you got to get rid of the fear. And how many of us got rid of all of our fear? And we say, we're not afraid of anything. Can anybody agree with me on that?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to be afraid of anything. Don't fear poverty. Don't fear fate. Many people, instead of living by faith, are living by fate. And there are a lot of people that are living by fate and calling it faith. Don't be afraid of anything. God is for you and not against you. God is on your side, and only what you fear is going to come to you. Job went through a lot of stuff. Can you agree with me? That boy dealt with some stuff. And many people think they're doing God a favor by suffering like Job. But Job said, what I fear the most has come upon me. Faith brings on God's blessing and God's best. Fear just says, devil, here I am, kick me. And there are a whole lot of people singing songs in church and crying and nothing but a punching bag for the devil. God didn't call you to be the devil's punching bag. He came that you might have life and life more abundantly, but he also came that you might be the devil's punching bag. And you know, the devil can beat you up. As long as you're still singing while he's beating you up, you'll get to go to heaven. I mean, anybody ever heard those testimonies? People come to church, they got a testimony. Life is so rough, life is so hard, but I'm still just holding on, hallelujah. That's a moaning instead of a testimony. But we will no longer be in fear. Only speak the word. After you get rid of your fears, many people speak everything else but the right thing. Your destiny is within your mouth. I mean, you listen to the confession of your mouth. What are you constantly putting out? If you're constantly putting trash out of your mouth, guess what? All around your life, trash. Talk good, you'll get good. Talk trash, you'll get trash. You ever had things you just had to deal with? Just people just nagging and scratching and clawing and say, Gump, when are you going to deliver me from this mess? Well, I found out that I had a lifestyle previously. Anytime something would happen, I would talk about it. Not talk about people, but just talk about it. And every time I'd open my mouth about it and talk about it, it would just grow. Another one would come along. And another one would come along, you know. This one would get on my nerves. I'd say, boy, that one's driving me crazy. I can't get away from it. Then all of a sudden, another one would pop up. Whatever you talk about is what you're going to get the most of. But I made up my mind and said, listen, I'm going to deal with this. I ain't going to talk about it no more. I'm going to change. Anybody remember when I said my new confession? When anybody said they didn't like me anymore, I said, no, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Everybody loves me. Y'all remember when I just started confessing that? And you know what? My entire atmosphere, my life around me began to change. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Not only am I living in the Spirit, but I got other people around me that are living in the Spirit, walking by faith, strong friends and strong relationships. I mean, this is it. Why? Because we refuse to talk about the negative. We talk about the good, and all that happens about around us is good. But we're talking about only speak the word and how to get our things accomplished. Now, we understood that God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. We realize that God doesn't want us to live in the flesh, nor in our own understanding. That doesn't mean he doesn't want us to think. It means he just doesn't want us to worry about it and be anxious about anything. But he wants us to live in the Spirit. And for those of us that have decided to live in the Spirit, you can live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, and you can get a whole lot accomplished in the Spirit. A lot of people think they're living in the Spirit, but they're really living in the flesh, and they're living in their emotions, and they get an emotional feeling going on. They put Jesus' name on their emotion, and they think that's the Spirit. It's not. Living in the Spirit is living from the inside out. And once you get to the point where you refuse to live by your own understanding, and I've gotten to the point where I believe the faith life, I believe the spiritual walk. I mean, I have more confidence. I can get more done in that realm than in any other realm. I'm not going back. And once you decide to live in your spirit, to live out of your spirit, you can do anything. People think just because you live in the spirit, the only thing you get to do is Jesus stuff. The only thing that's spiritual stuff, the only thing you do when you're living in the spirit is speak in tongues. The only thing you do when you're living in the spirit is dance and sing and shout. The only thing you do when you live in the spirit is go to church, but nothing else works. But you know, everything, you can do everything that God wants you to do in the spirit. You can go to school in the spirit. You can build websites in the spirit. You can pay bills in the spirit. You can do it all. You can deal with your wife in the spirit. You can deal with yourself in the spirit. It's called living in the spirit, not living in the flesh. But for those that have decided to live in the spirit, God does something for people that decide to live in the spirit. He gives you a word. Turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came up unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. I mean, Jesus was around such unbelief that he could not believe anybody would make a statement like this. When people live by faith, God marvels. I mean, that's enough to make God marvel. He must have had all kind of stuff around him previously. Wow. Where'd this one come from? So he marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come down from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the servant, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. Amen. And his servant was healed in that same self hour. Great faith. Say great faith.
Great faith.
Wow, Jesus called the centurion's faith great faith. Hallelujah. What is great faith? Great faith means as soon as you get a word, all you need is a word. That's faith. He didn't need Jesus to show up at his house. He didn't need the big miracle. That's what many people want, is they expect the sky to fall and to crack and the chairs to split in half before they get what they want from God. But great faith says, listen, at the word alone, at the promise alone, that's all I need. I got it. All you got to do is tell them. All I got to do is read it. All I got to do is hear it in my spirit, and that settles it. It's done. Speak the word only. Many people are waiting for miracles to take place, waiting for breakthrough in their life, and they limit God. What we're going to see is how people limit God. God will work with you to get your miracle to you. And many times people can get things a whole lot quicker if they don't limit God. He said, listen, all you got to do is talk to me, and I'll take the spoken word and turn it into my miracle. He said, listen, you don't need to show up, Jesus. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a meeting where the building's collapsing in. I heard the word taught, and I applied it to my life, and I saw it take place. The centurion said, he said, I have not found so great faith in all of Israel. He said, they'll come from the east and west and sit down where? Where would they be able to sit down? In the kingdom where? Of heaven. Do you see that in the book? Jesus said the Gentiles and many people will come down from the north, from all over the place, and sit down in the kingdom of heaven. Where's the kingdom? Does anybody know where the kingdom is? The kingdom of God is within us. See, everybody else was waiting on things to happen outside, naturally. But this guy looks at him, you just speak the word, and I'll hold that word on my heart. I'm already on the inside. You just speak the word, and I'll make it happen on the inside. Great faith receives from a word only. That means that you can get what, if you hear it in scripture, you hear it taught to you, you can get that thing and you can take it to the bank and it'll come through for you. And you can have peace in the word alone. You get the word on your spirit, there are certain things, look, everything, you're sitting there freaking out. worrying about things. Am I going to pass this? Am I going to win this? Am I going to lose that? Worrying about everything. People of faith can go to God and read a scripture, read a word, and hold it on the inside, and the word alone will hold them in peace. Faith people take the word as if it's already happened. I was through a circumstance this week. It was an impossibility. And the only thing we had in hand, but what we had in hand was peace. See, when you lose your peace sometimes you lose your pace, not because of a lack of faith, but because of a lack of obedience. But we held on to peace. We didn't have any outward sign of how this thing was going to work out, but we heard heaven and we heard God say, listen, it's going to be all right and it's going to work out. Don't you worry about a thing. Guess what? I said, okay. I knew everything's going to be okay. God knows. The Bible says God knows what you need even before you ask. Amen. Many people get up there and they think God is hard of hearing. God, I think you forgot. Let me talk to you about this again. You'd have left me hanging, boy. Anybody been there? God already knows. And as soon as you get your word, that's as far as he's going. After you get your word from heaven, that's as far as God goes. You got to get the word and hold on to it. And that word will produce and show up and be exactly what you need it to be when it has to be there. And it was. Only speak the word. Now, one of the things that Jesus is looking for when you want to get your miracle is this. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. That's one thing to have Jesus. You better have Jesus, but you better have Jesus that speaks. You better have a Jesus that gives you a word. Amen. You better get a promise and work that promise. That's your ticket out of there. A word from heaven. I like it when they used to say, just one word from God can change your life forever. Now, this is something that God wants you to deal with. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying in bed, and Jesus seeing their faith. How do you see faith? Jesus seeing their faith. See, God already knew their need, but he needed to see their faith. See, God knows your need, but him knowing your need is not enough. He's got to know your need, but see your faith. See, many people see, look, you got to make your request known in heaven, but in order for heaven to move on earth, he does it by faith. Faith is the conductor between heaven and earth. He needs some obedience to work on. Now, we know that faith is just not believing. Believing is nice. That's the first step. But faith is what? Action. Faith is action. Don't tell me you're in faith and you're not doing anything. Jesus saw their faith. There was a man sick of palsy, and his friends brought the man there on a bed. Jesus saw their action. That was faith that got that boy up out of the bed. Anybody came here in faith tonight? You could be doing some other things. Sometimes just the very act of coming when you don't want to come, God sees that as faith. Amen. Many people get a common cold, just a little cold, and they're ready to close the world up and backslide. They get a headache, and the world's going to stop turning. But here, this man was just messed up in his body, but he came. When you come with your problem, God will see it as faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When you keep on going with the problem, say, keep on going and never quitting, God will see that as faith. Don't let your stuff stop. See, many people stop their action. They stop their miracle. Anybody ever had problems in their business? I know lots of people that own business. They get problems in their businesses. And the first thing they do is they go and they stop. They give up. They don't show up to work. They don't make any calls. They don't do anything. They just stop right where they are. They just quit. Don't ever stop. And don't ever give up. Even if it looks impossible, keep going. Keep the door. Keep the line of faith on. Jesus, seeing their faith, responded to their faith. How many need a miracle? What are you doing? How many need a miracle? What are you doing? Anybody need God to come through? Anybody need God to move? Well, God needs to see your faith.
Amen.
This is a neat thing. They said nothing, but God did something. They came in, and they didn't have to say a word. They just got in the room, and God saw their faith and moved on that. Are you here in faith? He got his miracle. Faith and timing. So we know something. First of all, that God sees faith before. You're not going to get anything from God until you learn about the faith life. It'll be hit and miss. It'll be hit and miss. You need God to move on your life. Don't sit there. You'll just grow old. Start tonight. Faith and timing. Now notice that this guy said, look, only speak the word and it shall be done. That's quick. Now go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. While he spake these things unto him, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. He said, look, my daughter's messed up. She's gone. But come and lay thy hand on her. Notice the two differences. See, there are a lot of saints like that. Notice the two. One guy said, listen, you don't have to come. Just speak the word. But this guy said, listen, this is where my faith is. You come and she'll be healed. See, there are a lot of, you're going to usually get it, but you can get your stuff a whole lot quicker than you think you can. And many people have limitations. Limitations on what God can do and how God's going to do it. And we'll pray ourselves into a time frame. You don't know how God's going to move. I mean, you can think he's going to use this one, he's going to use that one. And God just touched this person's heart to do this. You done messed yourself up. Amen. I like the song. And this choir sang and said, Lord, I believe you're going to do it. Just do it. Then they got beyond that and they said, Lord, I know you want to do it. Just do it. Just do it. Then it got better. They got real into it. Then they said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. Then it got even better than that. They said, I don't care how you're going to do it, but just do it. Amen. That's faith. I don't care. I don't care if you bring a dog to me on the side of the street with money strapped to his back, just do it. Don't you put God in any box. The children of Israel did not know how they were going to cross the Red Sea. I'm so glad they didn't get there and pray, Lord, we're waiting on that ship. The word of God to them was, you just keep rolling and leave the rest up to me. Don't you ever limit God. Say, I don't care. How are you going to do it? Just do it. God, you can bless me in unusual ways. Are you expecting an unusual blessing? You got one little door that you're knocking on. They just won't open the door. You're not seeing there's no walls around the door. You can get in. God can do whatever he wants, how he wants, and when he wants. But you got to have faith. So here this one guy said, listen, all you got to do is speak the word and I'll take it. All you got to do is talk about it and I'll grab it. And the other guy says, look, if you just come, hallelujah, you just show up, then she'll be healed. I'm not going to wait for somebody to get goosebumps on their back before I get my miracle. Don't you limit yourself. Faith will do it every time. Now, this is what I like. It said, but come and lay thy hand on her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him. So he did this. Skip it on. And behold, a woman. Notice it said, look at a woman. Say, behold. Everybody say the word behold.
Behold.
Circle behold. So here he is going to get this guy his miracle. This is one of those long jobs. Got to go around the bend to get the girl healed. But behold. See, he was interrupted by a greater grade of faith. Great faith. Great faith says, excuse me, let me get in front of here real quick. Did you notice that God was on his way someplace else? He was on his way to someplace else to meet somebody else's need. How important was it? That girl was dead. Now, which one is more important? If you have to go to one of these city hospitals, whoever's the sickest gets seen first. This woman had an issue of blood. The other one was dead. Whose need was greater? And see, that's how certain people are. See, many people get mad. This one's always getting blessed. I don't got nothing. God, can't you see I'm just suffering here? Well, that's because you set yourself up by your level of faith. She got blessed again. I'm still waiting on my first one. What? So here he is, going to take care of somebody else's stuff. And all of a sudden, Jesus is going to help this on his little project. And all of a sudden, behold a woman. Notice that the first guy, Jesus, seeing their faith, Jesus has got an eye for faith. God has got an eye for faith. He is attracted to faith. So here he is on this other thing, but somebody came in faith and stole his attention for the moment. So there he is on his way, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years and came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, notice she set her own miracle up. She set her own miracle up. One guy said, listen, you don't even have to touch me. You don't have to touch my daughter. All you got to do is speak the word. One guy said, listen, you got to come here and help me and lay your hand. You got to leave where you are. The word's not good enough, but you got to come in person. The other one said, he doesn't even have to know that I'm there. He can go on about his business, but my faith can just get it from his room. Faith. Know your faith and work it. So this woman said, if I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Did she have a consultation with Jesus? I'd like to talk to you about your robe. I mean, I'd like to talk to you about your robe and study on this robe a little bit, you know, and ask, you know. No. She said within herself this. Notice that she said it within herself. Where was she? In the kingdom. She said within herself, if I may do this. She was in the right place at the right time. She said, but Jesus turned about and saw her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. He said, relax. Notice that he told her to relax before he told her she was healed. I believe she just chilled out at that point. See, that's the problem with many people. God usually tells you to act like you're well before you're well. He told us, just rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It's hard to rejoice when you're broke. It's easy to rejoice when you got big bucks. I mean, anybody going to clap and sing and dance. But God don't work that way. Many people say, you know, I'm believing for a husband or I'm believing for a wife. And as soon as I get, I'm going to really fix myself up. It ain't coming. You better act like you got one before you got one. Moping and groping don't catch God's attention. Look how sorry I look. Here I'm coming to church. Let me get God's attention. I'll be the most pitiful one in there, and the anointing will come straight to me. You know, if I look like I'm sad, just had a bad day, I guarantee that anointing is going to come straight to me. He's going to pass you by and go to faith. Maybe somebody might come over and put their hand on their back. Sympathy, but no anointing. Oh, honey, hold on. It'll be all right later on. Let me just pray for you. I had a friend who were losing their home again. They wouldn't mind me saying this. In every service, they would come in with tears in their eyes. It's going on. It's just about over. We're going to have to move. I just don't know what I'm going to do. It's so bad. You know, and then we'd all cry. Amen. Everybody would cry and say a little sympathy prayer. Well, one night, we got up there, and we were studying faith, and she went on, and we could tell we were working it up. It's really bad now, y'all. I mean, talk about we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, it's really bad now. Oh. Amen. And I looked at her and I said, listen, this is the last time we're going to pray about this. I don't want to hear you crying about it no more. I'm not going to shed another tear about it, and we're not going to, because we didn't cry about it enough, and it ain't changed. We didn't pray about it enough, it's not changed. We're going to stop crying about it and find out what the word says about it and get our promise. She sat up there in her seat. She said, I was ready to get out of there right away. She said, I knew that was my last service. You're going to tell me I'm sitting here going through these needs. What kind of pastor are you? I'm going through all these problems, and I'm coming to you for help. And I just want a little, come on, and you tell me to stop crying about it and get faith. Got mad. Well, she went home, and she thought about it. She said, you know what? It's the truth. Crying about it's not going to make it any better. Anybody have a choice? I'm going to give you a choice. You don't got no teeth. You need teeth, right? She's got the teeth. She's got the teeth for you. And she's just sweet. Which one are you going to go to? You're going to get your teeth, aren't you? There are a whole lot of people hanging around sweet people. But you can be sweet with faith. Get somebody who's going to walk you through. You'll understand it better by and by. So here it is. God sees the faith. And Jesus said, and he turned about her and said, be of good comfort thy faith. Wow. Your faith worked. It said your faith has made you whole. Isn't that neat? It was already there. She was already in faith. What she had on the inside of her already had the power to work the miracle. He said, be of good comfort, daughter. Thy faith has made thee whole. What a word. Isn't that nice? And Jesus told her what already was. And she was made whole that very same hour. Then after she got her miracle, imagine what that guy felt like. This woman going through all these changes. Jesus stops and heals this woman. He's on the way to his daughter. You know, he was all worked up. They had a big scene going on. Wonder how stupid he had to look standing there. We wanted to get my daughter taken care of. Hold on for a second. Just wait. Just wait. Obviously, it's not that important to you. You know, if you had enough faith for me to wait to walk all the way over there, obviously, time is not an issue with you. I don't have to wait to get on the other side. There are many things that I'm believing God for this ministry, and I don't got to wait for no 500 people to show up to get it. Amen. Somebody said, we just need more people to tie. Listen, I ain't even going to wait for that. I don't know how he's going to do it. Don't care how he's going to do it. He is just going to do it. Amen. Many people are like, many churches go bankrupt and go corrupt and get off. They think that they got it all figured out and all planned out. And wait. Don't do it. All you need is the word. And when you get the word, you got to go ahead, walk. And just watch how he, and entertain yourself by how he works stuff out. This is how it's done. Why? Have you ever done it? It's amazing. Nobody ever did anything but going to tell you how to do it. Everybody got the big idea how it's going to get done. And ain't nobody ever done it. The Bible says there's wisdom in the counsel of many. Listen, but you better make sure that some of the many of the counsel you're getting from, one of them the Holy Ghost, and then the other one's the word. Make sure you put those two in there, because you can get counsel from a lot of stuff, but all the counsel you get is not going to be wisdom. Aaron got some counsel, didn't he? When God was up in the mountain, Moses was up in the mountain with God, and Aaron was down there with the people, and they had held a big meeting, and they all consulted with each other and said, the best thing we should do right now is build ourselves a golden calf. Now, that's the counsel of a multitude, isn't it? That's real good counsel. Listen, you better find out where your counsel is. Don't you get no counsel from nobody that ain't been where you've been, and nobody's not doing what you're doing. You got to sit back and look and say, wait a minute, hold on now. See, you might be in trouble where you are. There will always be counsel out there, but I want to find someone that has been where I've been and gotten over it and is on to a different level. I mean, you're not living for God. You know, you ain't got nothing going but yourself. That's easy. You just paying the rent and say you got it all together. Come on. I done had to believe God for carpet, rugs, chairs, paint. You better find out where your faith is. You better find out where your faith is. Say, listen, that's not great faith. Great faith. I tell you what it takes, faith. People got to realize what faith is all about. You better find out what faith is all about. I said, wait a minute, hold on now. You got to talk to yourself every now and then. Say, wait a minute, I've been here before and got out. I know what faith is all about. You better get the counsel of the Holy Ghost. Get the counsel of the Holy Ghost. It's wisdom in the counsel of many. But make sure while you got the counsel, you better hear the Holy Ghost. Thank God for proper and Holy Ghost and powerful relationships. That's counsel. But you got to understand the counsel of the Holy Ghost. See, because you got to hear all these things, but then you better take it back to prayer. If I started this thing in the Holy Ghost, don't you think I'm going to take it out of the Holy Ghost and then put it into my own understanding and anxiety? Because certain people will take you out of the spirit and put you in the flesh. Just because you messed up doesn't mean you forfeit the right to stay in the spirit. See, that's where many people get on. You can mess up and you can make mistakes, but that doesn't mean you have to get out of the spirit to correct it. Many. You got to sift through. And I was thinking, well, Holy Ghost, what are we going to do? And then I had myself. You got to watch out for your own counsel, too. Because you got your own flesh. God doesn't delight in people that draw back. Get this in your spirit. Put this in your spirit. Put it in your spirit and keep it there. Whatever you get by faith, I don't care how rough it gets, don't you ever let the devil take it away. You can give it away, but don't you let the devil take a thing from you. And don't give it away because you think you're going to lose it. So that's one thing I said. That's one thing Scripture says. He said, I'm not of those that draw back. So I said, I don't care how rough it gets, I'm not going to give the devil nothing. That was settled. He said, listen, that's not, one thing you got to realize, when you come under attack, don't you change your governing values. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Because things will change around you. You can't control what happens around you, but you can control what goes on the inside, what goes on within you. Don't allow your outward circumstances to change your inward direction. Because one of the things, when you start changing, when you start letting the devil rearrange your life and do all kind of stuff, he's going to change your vision. And once he takes your vision, you're lost. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't care how he's going to do it. And I know he's going to do it. And you get that same thing in your spirit and you walk in that. Don't you ever go back. Don't you ever go back. I don't care what it looks like. You are not going to go back. You got to make a stand and say, listen, I don't care what's happened. I've told bosses that at times. I said, you can do whatever you want to, but I'm going to tell you what, I refuse not to be blessed. I'm going to come out of this with a blessing. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it's going to work out. You don't have to go back. And you don't have to lose. And if you just wait on the Lord, I don't care how hot it gets, how rough it gets, you wait. The only way you'll lose is if you give in.
That's right.
You can listen to whoever you want to listen to, but I'm talking from my life experience. I read it in the Word and proved it with my own life. The only way you're going to lose is if you jump in on it. If you buy it, you can have it. Devil and sold a whole lot of people out. Devil and sold a whole lot of people out. They didn't give up before the end. They didn't bought a lot. People have failed before. I mean, they just gave up before they had to. Just because it's rough doesn't mean it's over. Y'all remember that message we preached? Even if you die, it's still not over. God can raise you up again. Don't even stop there. What would happen if they stop in that thing? Listen, well, he's dead. Well, we lost that one. Not with me. If I'm dead, you better rush to the hospital right away. Get me up. It is never over. So many people getting some binds. You know, I've seen people getting the thing. I told somebody, listen, I don't care. You might look like you're lost. It is. Don't you accept that? Miss Wigglesworth would never receive that. Somebody would be dead. Well, you came a little bit late. Too many. He said, I'm going to throw this body up against the wall until it comes back again. Amen. And it would come back again. I don't care how rough it looks. You can have your stuff back. It is never over. As long as you got faith, you got hope. God can bring it back again. Nothing like a weakling in faith that quits. Don't you be a quitter. You be one that stands. If you can't stand, find somebody that can stand around you, and they'll hold you up until you get there. Go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. We got 30 days of faith building.
Amen.
And I heard the Holy Ghost, and we're going to have breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough.
Amen.
Watch. Watch.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. And when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. They were following him all the way to the house. He never stopped once. They were crying the whole time. They were crying the whole, they said he was on his way to this house, and they were crying the whole time, and he never stopped once. Why didn't he stop once? They never asked him. They were too busy crying to ask him to stop. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. And he touched their eyes, saying what? According to my power, according to how I feel today, according to how much you cry, according to whose faith?
Your faith.
He said, listen, according to your faith means they already had it. Didn't say according to the faith I'm about to give to you. According to this great anointing which is now coming upon thee. You've already got the faith to get out of your stuff. You wouldn't have gotten into that mess if God didn't already put the faith to get out of it. Amen. There is nothing coming on you that you already don't have within you the ability to get out of it. God's not going to allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. God said, listen, they got the faith to get out of it. It's already in you. You don't got to go searching under trees. I got to get an anointing to get out of this mess. It's already in you. The kingdom of God is within you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. It's not far off. Your miracle's not far off. It's in you. It's even in your mouth. And you can't find out what's in you until you start to listen what comes out of your mouth. I'm just looking for my miracle. I hope you find it. According to your faith, be it unto you. Notice that's what everybody, according to their faith is what happened. One person's faith said, you got to come to my house. Another person's faith said, if I just touch his robe. Another person's faith said, all you got to do is speak the word. And then Jesus finally said, listen, whatever your faith is what's going to happen to you. And people hate to hear that, but it's all throughout the word. It's in every scripture where they got something. God's not doing anything. You're not exercising any faith. God can work it out in many ways, but according to your faith, be it unto you. See, many people, you could be believing for something. One day God's going to move on this person's heart. And your faith is based on that person's heart. According to your faith, be unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straight to charge said, don't say anything about it. Two more scriptures. According to your faith. Anybody want something to happen? You can have something. You really can. It really does work. It's free. I'm giving you a credit card. Go shopping. According to your faith being unto you. You can get out of that mess. Watch. All right? Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. This is a scripture that's powerful. I like this. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. To the end shall be saved. He that endures to the end shall be saved. You got to have endurance for your salvation. I mean, you're going through some stuff, but you gotta wait it out. We always like to use the term outstanding. You got to be outstanding in your faith. You're going through some circumstances, some situations. There's some devils in your face. There's some things that are just bombarding you in your life, but you need to be outstanding. What is outstanding? You got to outstand your devils. They're going to give out. They cannot renew their strength, but you can. They cannot renew. The stuff that you're dealing with right now, it cannot renew itself, but you can renew yourself. You can outlast it if you want to. The Bible says, he that endured, there's going to be an end to everything. Trouble doesn't last always. The Bible says that. Some of you think it lasts always because as soon as you get out of one stuff, you go looking for the next one. Whew, where's my security blanket? Nothing going on in my life. Say, trouble doesn't last always. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your stuff has only got but a season to, I mean, you will only go through that stuff for a season. Don't quit. I'm going to outstand this one, amen? I mean, people have gotten in some stuff you think it will never be over. That stuff is over today. It's over today. It's over today. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The stuff that you're dealing with, there is only but a time it can happen to you. There is a release. God's not going to let that stuff ride you for the rest of your life. Not unless you want to hold on to it. Many of your stuff been over. You say, oh, don't leave me yet. I just enjoyed your company. Don't leave so soon, devil. And, you know, I just got used to that back. I don't know how I'd feel if I didn't have a back pain. I didn't know how I'd feel if we weren't arguing and fighting and cussing. Come on. We've been made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And your stuff will get better in Jesus' name. There's a season for everything. Your stuff is going to get better. You're going to come out of it. So that's how you become outstanding. You outstand the devil. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Think about the stuff you're going through. There's some situations going on. But guess what? I'm going to outlast it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in me than he's in the world. This is not going to take me down. I'm just going to hold on. Some of you got the faith to fight back. Some of you don't got the faith to fight back. But just hold on. You're outstanding. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Now, Matthew chapter 13, verse 58 is where we're going to close at. This is why we taught this thing tonight. If God is speaking to us in faith the first day of our series, obviously, he's about to do something. Whenever God starts talking about faith, he's ready to move. He is ready to move. He's giving you a way to work it. So write down these tools and apply them to your life and hold on to it. You will come out of that stuff. Do you need a breakthrough? I like this one. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. He didn't do anything mighty because of their unbelief. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. He did not many mighty works because of their unbelief. How many need a mighty work? Do you have mighty unbelief or mighty faith? I never get to see anything. When am I going to get mine? He did not many mighty works because of their unbelief. We're ready to see mighty works. We need to get rid of unbelief and replace it with great faith. Get rid of all unbelief and replace it with belief. And let's go on a step above belief and get into faith, where we start to live like we expect something to happen. We got to only speak the word. Only speak the word. It'll be done for you. Say, I need a miracle. And we serve a miracle-working God. Say, Father, I know that you are able and willing to move on my behalf. Father, I'm putting notice on this situation that I'm dealing with. I'm going to upgrade my faith. Right now, in you. I'm not going to limit you anymore. I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to care how you're doing things anymore. I'm just going to praise you that you're doing things. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I serve notice on the enemy. Right now, in Jesus' name, I give this circumstance and this situation 30 days to turn around in Jesus' name. I'm demanding a change in 30 days. And in these 30 days, I ain't going to worry about a thing. I'm just going to praise you and seek first the kingdom of God and watch you hook me up. All these things. There's some of y'all claiming all these things, but you don't know what things are all. What things are you talking about? Why don't you get in your spirit right now on those things? You saying all these things, God's saying, what things? You ain't believing for nothing. All these things, I dare you to write them down. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things. Whatsoever you ask in my name. Not the things I wish you could have. Didn't even say, you better not ask for your own selfish desires. Some people don't get it because they ask for selfish desires. But all these things, no matter what it is, if you get a word on it, let God start it. Let him be the author of your faith. How does he become the author of your faith? He speaks it into your heart. He speaks it into your heart. And the moment that you hear him speak it into your heart, the moment that you hear him speak it into your heart, he has authored your miracle. And if he started your miracle, he finished your miracle. We bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.